This is the Schnitt Show.
Dennis Rodman in North Korea. We have one of the U.S. hostages that the North Koreans have. There are a total of four. Now there are three. And I don't know if Dennis Rodman had anything to do with this or just coincidental that this student was released, but apparently in awful shape, in a coma. If you don't know the story, this is, we talked about this a while ago. This is the student who was on some kind of a trip, some kind of an educational or missionary trip, whatever the story was, and he stole or attempted to take a North Korean, some type of governmental or military or regime-type poster that was hanging in the hallway of the hotel where he was staying. And he tried to take it as a souvenir to bring back to the United States. And they busted him. Just as he's about to get on a plane to leave the country, they busted him at the airport and they sentenced him to like 15 years of hard labor. And this, was it Otto Warbeer? Is that the, he apparently has been in a coma since last year for like 15 months. So if you don't know that story, we'll get into that in just a bit. We are going to spend some time here momentarily on whether Trump is going to fire Bob Mueller, the special counsel. So we're going to drill into this. We're going to grab some phone calls on this as well in just a matter of moments. Please stand by. We're also on hot standby for any movement, any activity in the Bill Cosby case, because it is not out of the realm of possibility that there could be a verdict announced any time here, or that the jury could be deadlocked. Is this going to be a guilty, a not guilty, or is it going to be a hung jury? For Bill Cosby, we shall find out. We'll have to wait and see. I just think that the evidence is just overwhelming. I mean, even in deposition, I mean, Bill Cosby admitted to drugging this Andrea Constand. And listen, there are, you know, some he said, she said, there's no doubt about it. But Cosby admitted to giving her Benadryl to knock her out. Hello, friend. So we're on Bill Cosby watch as well. Oh, speaking of Cosby, just a little sidebar here before we get back to the death and destruction. Did you know that in reruns on Friday night, an episode ran where on the Cosby show, there was a scene where he slipped some aspirin into a glass of juice. Yeah. How about this? Accused rapist Bill Cosby could be seen on television Friday night crushing pills and mixing them into a drink to feed to little Rudy. Apparently, it was the episode where Rudy was sick and didn't want to take the medication, so Dr. Huxtable crushed up pills and put it in little Rudy's orange juice, apparently. Oops. Yeah. According to the New York Daily News, all broadcasters are justified in offering viewers whatever programming they choose, but it's curious that no one at TV One thought about the optics of America's dad slipping pills into a drink while Cosby was in the middle of a trial. Yeah, syndicated episodes of The Cosby Show originally aired from 84. The syndicated episodes are running on, I guess, various places. And, of course, it was originally on TV from 84 to 92. And the Cosby episodes they were all pulled. Remember when this whole thing, the whole scandal, they were yanked. But they've kind of quietly gone back on TV now. First on Bounce TV back in December, and then again on TV One on May 24th. Can I make a confession? I have no idea what the hell Bounce TV is. I'm sure I have it on my 4,000 channels, but I couldn't tell you where to find it. I've never watched Bounce TV, and I don't know what TV One is either. So, but apparently both are running Cosby reruns. You know, we also have this Uber story, which I need to get to, because I had a little Uber incident. No, I wasn't sexually molested or anything, but I mean, how bizarre. Uber is losing billions a year. You've got the CEO that's apparently creating this hostile work culture. They're all sexual allegations. I mean, it's crazy. So we'll get into the Uber mess. I mean, how tough is it? You got an app that the cars pick you up. How the hell do you lose money with that? How do you lose money with that? Folks are flocking by the tens and tens of millions to Ubers instead of taxis. How the hell do you lose money? I'm just curious. All right, on to the question about Mueller. Is Donald Trump going to fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel here? Now, I want to be clear about one thing here. Jim Comey's leak to the New York Times resulted in Robert Mueller being appointed the special counsel, right? Let's set that as a baseline. When he went public with his contemporaneous memos talking about Jim Comey, he hoped that it would lead to the appointment of a special counsel, and it did. James Comey set this up in this fashion. He's skilled. He knows how to navigate, and it happened. And then when Deputy Attorney General Rosen actually tapped Mueller, the choice was, again, originally widely applauded on both sides. But Trump wasn't applauding at all. His hands were finally tied behind his back. He no longer had any control over the course or scope of the investigation. Those are the facts. So it wasn't particularly shocking last night when the Newsmax chief executive officer, Chris Ruddy, and of course the first hour of the Schnitt Show, runs on Newsmax. It's our 3:06 to 4 p.m. Eastern hour, so it's the first hour of the show. We're on Newsmax television. Camera right here in the studio. We were preempted today because Newsmax was covering the Jeff Sessions hearing. So it wasn't shocking to me when the CEO of Newsmax told PBS's Judy Woodruff that Trump was thinking about firing Robert Mueller. All right, here's Ruddy on with the PBS NewsHour. This is Judy Woodruff last night. And, is anyone shocked?
I think he's considering perhaps terminating the special counsel. I think he's weighing that option. I think it's pretty clear by what one of his lawyers said on television recently.
Oh, boy, that set off a total and complete schnit storm. Then at 8 p.m., you had CNN's Jim Acosta also reported that Trump was speaking with his advisors about whether he should fire Robert Mueller. At about 9 p.m., Chris Ruddy then spoke with Ed Henry over at Fox. He's back in the mix. He's a solid guy. You know, he had that little thing with the Vegas cocktail waitress. Is she still working? Is she still working as a waitress in a cocktail bar? That much is true. So Ruddy then spoke with Ed Henry at Fox and said that Trump is definitely considering firing Robert Mueller. Even though he conceded that he had not spoken to the president about it personally. He had, though, spoken to Steve Bannon about it at the White House yesterday before breaking the story on PBS. I don't think Ruddy did anything that the White House didn't expect him to do. Then last night, just before 11 o'clock, Sean Spicer released a statement. Quote, Mr. Ruddy never spoke to the president regarding this issue. With respect to the subject, only the president or his attorneys are authorized to comment. Now, if that's a pushback, that pushback is pretty weak. Now, Ruddy pushed back on the pushback this morning. He was on New Day on CNN.
I think that Sean is, again, doing something a little unusual and different, which is making a news story where one doesn't exist. I always speak for myself and not the president. He has his own spokesman, although they're, I think, in need of a little bit of a help from time to time. So the president's spokesman issued a bizarre press release last night saying that I had not spoken to the president about it. And I said, hey, I never said I spoke to the president. And interestingly enough, they never denied my underlying report.
Right. Then a few hours later, just past noon, Ruddy was on MSNBC with Kristen Welker, who was filling in for Andrea Mitchell, and he went way beyond what he claims he was told at the White House. He said the investigation isn't even legit.
This is an illegitimate special counsel, okay? There is no underlying crime and no allegation of a crime. The statute for the special counsel, really important for your viewers to understand this, says that a special counsel can only be triggered if there's an underlying criminal probe.
And
everybody is, could you just tell me, Kristen, what is the allegation against the president or any of his officials?
All right, I think we can all agree that's a little confusing, right? There has been a special criminal probe going on now since, what, last summer, focusing on the possible collusion, or I should say the allegation of collusion between Trump, the campaign, and the Russia and the Russians. There's no proof of this. That's the underlying possible crime that's being investigated, thanks in part to Mike Flynn. Now, Ruddy was quick to point out that he doesn't think that Trump will follow through in the firing of Robert Mueller.
Do I think that he will actually fire him? No. But do I think it was an option or has been an option? Yes.
The optics would be horrendous. Let's be clear here. Now, I do have a problem with certain Bob Mueller issues here, which I'll get into momentarily, and that'll lead me to the optics. Hold on. Hold that thought, because we'll pick up momentarily. Then I want to ask you, I want to grab your phone calls on, do you think that Robert Mueller ought to be canned? Should he be fired? But understand what the repercussions and ramifications there would be, and it would be an absolute complete blitzkrieg. It would be a firestorm. It would be napalm. It would be a wreck. So we'll get into that in just a bit. Hey, by any chance, did anyone listening to the show right now, did you hear the caller I took late last week? We took a caller on whatever the topic was, and the caller said, hey, can I mention something else? The caller then went on to give like a 2-minute rave review of Blue Apron. The amazing company that sends you the ingredients for delicious meals that then you cook at home, everything's in the box. I mean, literally, we had a phone caller that was like, Schnitt, thank you so much for turning us on to Blue Apron. It is the best. I know, I've been telling you this. Blue Apron, the concept is so easy. You go online, you go to their website, you look at the upcoming meals for the upcoming weeks, and you choose the meals that you like. You pick them. Then all of the ingredients show up in a chilled box, everything. The vegetables, which are like farm fresh, better than the supermarket. Highest quality meats or fish or whatever you chose. All of the accoutrement, all of the little knickknacks you need. And then you get a full color instruction card on how to cook this at home. I mean, we're talking delicious meals in 20, 30 minutes. I mean, it's really incredible. It's affordable. It's less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron, it comes right to your door. It is the best. We've been using it now for, what, a year and a half? I mean, we love Blue Apron in the Schnitt House. Folks, you gotta try Blue Apron. The phone caller we had was raving. Schnitt, thanks so much. We love it. It's the best. Listen, I'm telling you it's great. We had a caller last week raving about Blue Apron. Go ahead and check out this week's menu. And how about this? We'll give you your first 3 meals free with free shipping. Just go to blueapron.com/Todd. The variety is great. The flavors are great. The quality, it's all fantastic. Go to blueapron.com/TODD. You're going to love how good it feels. It tastes. It's incredible to create these home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Go to blueapron.com/Todd. First 3 meals are free. blueapron.com/TODD. Blue Apron, it's just a better way to cook. Gonna love it.
Todd Schnitt.
Do you think, by any chance, do you think Bill Cosby has popped a couple of pills to take the edge off while he's waiting for the verdict in Pennsylvania? Hello, friend. Jeez. That's not funny. I mean, this guy could be one of the biggest rapists ever in the U.S. Unbelievable. Hey, back over to the whole Sessions, Comey, special counsel mess here. So I left off with Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax. Again, Newsmax started out as a magazine and a website. Now they've got a TV network. And, of course, my show, I'm on Chris Ruddy's network, The Schnitt Show. This show runs on Newsmax. We've got a camera in the studio, and the first hour is on Newsmax, Monday through Friday. It's the 3 to 4 o'clock hour Eastern time, so you know, do the math, you know, noon to 3 Pacific, and you know, do the math for Mountain and Central and Alaska and all that. But Ruddy doesn't think that Trump would necessarily follow through with firing Robert Mueller, but he indicated that there might be a conflict of interest here, if not with Mueller himself, who's friends with Comey. Again, there's a whole mentor thing here. Then with the people that he's hiring. And this is problematic. And this started to come to light just recently. That the first four hires apparently are Democratic donors. Hello? That's a problem here. A special counsel that's hiring Democrats and Democratic donors that wanted to see Hillary Clinton elected? Hello? I think we have a little bit of a problem here. Yeah. I mean, we have some that made hefty contributions to Democrats over the years. I've got some audio on that. Then we have an optics issue if Trump does fire. Then your phone calls coming up. Let us now go to the phones. 800-801-8999. 800-801-8999. Where do you, the Schnitt listener, you know, I almost sounded like that guy from NBC, Keith Morrison, for a moment. You know, the guy that tells the stories, and he sounds like this. You know, he's doing stories on Megyn Kelly's new show on Sunday night on NBC. By the way, I could get very annoying by doing the Keith Morrisons. You know what I'm talking about? So you know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah, he's been around forever. And who did he interview last week? I did watch Megyn Kelly again last week to see what the second show was like. But Keith Morrison, he was doing a story on genetics and fixing mutation or fixing defects in DNA sequences or genes. And man, for years he has always been the storyteller by talking like this. Hey, let's go to phones. 800-801-8999. The question is, should Trump fire Bob Mueller, the special counsel? And with that, do you understand what firestorm could ensue? And what are the logistics? Can Trump really fire Robert Mueller, former FBI director, a friend and mentor to James Comey? Yeah, got some squirrely things going on here. And of course, as I mentioned, we also have the issue of who Mueller is hiring is problematic because he's hiring a whole bunch of Democrats that have donated a whole lot of money to Democrats. So that's problematic. All right, the question is, let's go. Should, and I want you to consider the optics, if Trump could fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating collusion, the Russians, the Comey situation, the whole shebang, should Trump, if he could, fire Robert Mueller, yes or no? And feel free to weigh in on any aspect. If I've missed something here, there's so many moving pieces. If I've inadvertently omitted anything, feel free to hop on. 800-801-8999. Very simple question. Should Trump fire Robert Mueller? All right, while Sue is screening calls, 800-801-8999. While Sue is screening the phone calls, just a couple of follow-up things here. So I mentioned that Christopher Ruddy from Newsmax said that he didn't think that Trump's going to actually follow through and move to fire. But He did indicate that there might be a conflict of interest, if not with Mueller himself, but again, the friends issue with Comey being friends with Mueller, and then the hiring of these people, many of whom have been big Democratic donors over the years. In fact, here's the chunk of audio regarding that.
I think the White House Communications Office is doing a disservice to the president by not focusing on the fact that you have several now top prosecutors with Director Mueller that have donated to Obama's campaign and Hillary Clinton's campaign. This is a partisan, I believe it's a partisan effort to get the president by the special counsel.
Is that out of the question? Of course it's not out of the question. That's a possibility. All right, now, what's the story? Can Trump actually fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel? Can he? You're hearing a lot of chatter about this. Here's the deal. The president can't fire the special prosecutor. Only the attorney general can fire the special prosecutor. Now, since Sessions, who's still on Capitol Hill right now, since Sessions has recused himself from the Russian investigation, the job would then technically fall to his deputy, Rod Rosenstein, or Stein, or Rosen. And Rosenstein hired Mueller. Rosenstein indicated that the Senate Appropriations Committee this morning, he was speaking to them, you know, at this is another hearing went on today. So the Rosen, he was before the Senate Appropriations Committee, and he definitely indicated which way that he was leaning on this.
The chain of command for the special counsel is only directly to the attorney general, or in this case, the acting attorney general. Yeah. So nobody else in the department would have authority to do that. And you have my assurance that we're going to faithfully follow that regulation. And Director Mueller is going to have the full degree of independence that he needs to conduct that investigation appropriately.
Well, there you have it. I wonder if Trump would even go down that road. If Trump did go down that road, it would certainly look like Richard Nixon. And live from D.C., it's Saturday Night Massacre! And that was October 20th, 1973. Nixon wanted the Watergate special prosecutor, Archibald Cox, gone. And Nixon thought that he'd be able to hang on to his tapes if Cox were out of the picture. And, of course, the Attorney General, Elliot Richardson, and his deputy, William Ruckel's house, refused, and they both resigned, and Cox was ultimately fired by Nixon's Solicitor General, Robert Bork, who's no longer with us. Let's go to phones. 800-801-8999. Should Trump fire Robert Mueller, the special counsel, or would the optics be so awful? And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, on optics, where do you think I, Todd Schnitt, where do you think I stand on this? Where do you stand on this? To the phones. And we have an open line. If you want to get in, we have one open line, 800-801-8999. 800-801-8999. Do you have any concern with the optics? If Trump could do it, but you've heard the chain of events that really need to happen and who could do the firing. It's not like Trump himself can just say, you're fired. Like on The Apprentice. How about Michael in Crystal River, Florida? Michael, you're on Schnitt. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, bud?
No complaints there, pal.
I think that Mueller should absolutely be fired. This president has been, this democratically elected president, has been taking months and months and months of absolute nonsense. I think it's time for him to get on the on board with getting the Democrats into court, trying Obama, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch. Everything that's been going on is ridiculous, and I think it's time that they get them in there and put these people on the run.
Well,
and show them the price of treason.
Well, a couple of things, Joe. Let me pick up and expand. First of all, I've been not quiet on much of what you've said. I've said that a new FBI director needs to investigate Hillary Clinton and reopen that investigation. There needs to be a special counsel appointed now to figure out what the hell Loretta Lynch did to obstruct justice herself.
Absolutely. And the tarmac meeting was ridiculous.
There's no doubt about it. And we were all over that from the very beginning. And now the details that have emerged that Loretta Lynch, you know, told James Comey that the investigation of Hillary Clinton should be referred to as a matter and not as...
It's time to take the gloves off. It's time to take the gloves off. This country's been teeter-tottering on the edge of civil war. If Donald Trump is removed by some trickery, it's going to overflow and burst into a full-blown situation. It's been coming, and what happens from here on, I think, is going to be critical to the future of this country.
Well, listen, I don't think that we would devolve into civil war.
It's very possible. You remove a democratically elected president in favor of the left agenda. All the people who proved the media wrong and when, you know, Donald Trump won, those same people are pissed off.
They're right, but Donald Trump also needs to quit making it easier for the Democrats to attack him. You do get that, right?
He's being I don't know if he's doing it. He's playing 4D chess, but on the outside, it seems like he's taking their crap and being a bit of a wussy about it. He's doing it the Washington way. I think he needs to do it the Donald Trump way. Going there, no holds barred, both fists punching, using every bit of that executive power that he has to bring these people to heal.
Do you think Trump's going to make
America?
Do you think Trump's going to make it through all 4 years?
I don't know. Things have been throwing. They've been after him since the beginning. Something's going to give. Either he's going to be the first to pull his gun, or they're going to be the first to pull their gun. I'm afraid of an assassination. I'm afraid of a lot of things for Donald Trump. The deep state is in charge of this country, and it's just
I'm not going into the deep state territory. That's a little too conspiratorial for me. It's a little too nutty tinfoil hat. I'm not going into the deep state and who's pulling the puppet strings here. I don't believe that.
Not pulling the puppet strings is signing the checks and handing the cash over. It all boils down,
Michael,
to cash. Not so much a tinfoil hat conspiracy, but more what this world has been since the beginning.
Well, Michael, you do realize, though, and I've been very clear about this, is that I support the Trump agenda. I think that the bulk of what he wants to accomplish is absolutely beneficial to this country.
But, absolutely.
But Donald Trump has poked too many eyes. You know what Trump's problem is? Trump's issue is that he created all of this fervor, all of this noise. He rides this wave. He defeats, 17 other Republicans. He wins. He beats Hillary Clinton. He defies all odds. But when he took office, he was still campaigning. And still to this date, it appears that he's campaigning. And he's still trying to absolutely serve the base, which you serve the base by getting your agenda done, which your agenda, Mr. President, is great. What you want to do, jobs-wise, economy-wise, military-wise, infrastructure-wise, healthcare.
But then you have the media just presenting a completely different narrative to the American public, to the left who's buying it.
It doesn't. Listen, if that's the way the cookie crumbles, if that's the way that the media presents it, how do you defeat that?
Hang on.
Let me preface with, I want to hear what you say, and then I'm going to tell you what I say.
I would declare the media critical infrastructure. What the American people hear should be held up to a truth commission. It should be reined in. There should be a truth commission that investigates every claim made in the media. And there should be criminal and monetary,
All right. Hold on. Michael, you realize that that is...
A Citizen Reporting Act.
Listen, that is Orwellian. That's scary. That is... Michael, that is tinfoil hatty.
But something's got to stop these people. What's stopping them from the lies now and the false narrative?
Listen to me. That is throwing out the First Amendment. The fact is that we have plenty of us on the right. We have plenty of commentators that can call out the mainstream media. It's not like we don't have outlets in order to call out mainstream media.
So much screaming at once, it's like a room full of people all screaming.
Michael, you realize that the bulk of the mainstream media, the bulk of the news that we get is accurate and fair. Are there tilts and twists and are there avenues of deceit? Is there bias? Oh, hands down, absolutely. But
they're corporately owned media.
But the bulk, listen to me. Hey, Michael, the bulk of the mainstream reporting is still, for the most part, fact-based. Does bias and opinion get in? But what you're suggesting, a truth commission, that's some scary crap.
It doesn't remove it, not at all. If you look at it from this perspective, it wouldn't remove the freedom of the press, but it would rein in and make them responsible for what they reported to the American people. What they say to the American people is critical.
Well,
would you agree with that?
Well, the American people, they can hold the media accountable, which for the most part we do. And also, there are plenty in talk radio that find the media accountable. It's why we're having this conversation right now.
Right.
So, hey, and how about the fact? How about the fact, Michael? And I'm spending a whole lot of time with you because I got to be honest. This phone call is a little more interesting than maybe the other calls that are lined up saying, fire him, don't fire him. How about the fact?
We campaigned directly for Donald Trump.
Hey, Michael, listen to me. Do I support Trump's agenda? Yes. Was Trump my first, second, third, or fourth choice? He wasn't, and that's my full disclosure here. Do I get vomitorious with the mainstream media from time to time? Absolutely. But, Michael, this is important. This is the rosebud of our conversation. Do you realize, Michael, that even with everything that is alleged about the mainstream media, everything, all of the dark forces working against Mr. Hair Swirl, do you realize that Donald Trump still got elected president of the United States?
So, that's because they arrogantly miscalculated and cheated small. They didn't cheat big enough to get it. There were too many people who really showed up and made a difference.
Michael, it just shows that maybe the mainstream media does not quite have the control which you think. So I would submit to you, how about that, Mr. Fung? All right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Michael, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 49.
What do you do for a living?
I own several businesses and property. I'm independently employed.
All right, so you're an entrepreneur? You own...
Absolutely.
Okay, so are you a retailer? Do you provide goods and services, or what do you do?
We do several things. I prefer not to mention them here, but... I elected Donald Trump because I was excited about the tax plan. I want to see corporate taxes go down. I want to see ourselves be able to pull this economy back. And that was my main issue for hanging my hat on Donald Trump. There's a lot of questionable things about Trump. But.
Well, listen, a lot of that's important to me. A lot of his agenda is all kermungulated up here, and I don't know how much is going to get done because of the obstructionism that's going on. And for me, and I've been very clear about this, the ultimate, the most important thing for me and why I voted for Trump was, and I didn't hear you mention this, the most important thing for me, Todd Schnitt, was Supreme Court preservation.
Absolutely, absolutely. That was critical. The thing that worries me is the rest of this term being nothing but obstructionism. Something's got to happen. We've gone through years and years of just sabotaging ourselves. Something drastic has got to happen to rein this in. Otherwise, we're going to watch ourselves sink in the global community.
Well, I think we've already sunk, and hopefully it can be brought back. Michael,
absolutely.
Good call, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you, brother. You keep on doing it, man.
Thanks. Listen, we don't see eye to eye on everything, but I think on the most part we're fairly aligned, but I'm not quite as radical as you. Right?
That's fine, brother. We're all Americans in the end.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. Well, pretty good call. In just moments, we embark on our third hour, our final hour here on Schnitt, and I will go in different directions. Just a whole lot of ground to cover. We're going to put the politics aside for a good portion of the hour. Schnitt Show.